Hello again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan. Did you enjoy that theme song? Sometimes with these weird noises appear, like something. I don't know. But in any case, my name is Kaz Bielan. This is Casual Conversations, a program that we showcase people that are very important to our world. And today we have a very special guest. He's a percussionist. He's a radio host. He's many, many other things. We'll find out what it is right now in a few minutes. And right now, let's go to Robert Gainey, Bob Gainey, as I call him. I think, and so you know, he's into music, whatever I know, and everything. But in any case, Bob.
Oh,
hey, come on, Bob, we're up.
I was playing along to your theme song, and
thank you.
I got kind of lost, and yeah. Well, this is one of this is a djembe, my djembe drum, one of my percussion drums that I use.
Oh, okay.
Made in Africa, actually. So it's normally with lambskin, but this is not lambskin, but you know. It's a nice drum hit. And some nice low tones and high tones.
So. I love that.
Yeah.
So how did you get being a percussionist? Where did that all start?
Well, it started, let's see, way back when I was born in a log cabin. No, it's not that far. It actually started, I'm definitely Beatle influenced. So in the mid-1960s, I was a little guy about this tall.
Yeah.
And I loved the Beatles, John, Paul, George, but Ringo was my hero.
Yeah.
So I'm on the Ed Sullivan Show. I'm dating myself because I saw him on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I just loved the way, you know, he played drums. And that's kind of how it started. My parents got me a drum set, the Ringo Starr drum set, by the way, for Christmas. And because I was... Yeah. Oh, drumstick. There you go. I didn't know you're a drummer.
Well, you know, I only play one on TV, on internet.
So. I see. Okay. And well, you know, to continue the trying to get a short, the abridged version. Yeah, I just got this drum set from my parents because I was, you know, banging on the pots and pans. And so it sort of, you know, my mother didn't want that to happen anymore. So they got me the drums instead. So, and yeah, by the age of 12, I was actually playing professionally.
Wow, that's awesome. So yeah. Let's go over your career here. I'll put up a picture here. So explain your incredible look here, a little bit like Duran Duran. I don't know.
Well, that is my much younger version of me, as you can see. But that's my old writing. Whoa, look at that other one. Yeah, that is definitely a Duran Duran kind of, I don't know, not Boy George. I have to say it's not Boy George. But that's my writing partner, Stan. He and I did a lot of different demos, a couple of songs that – You know, some companies liked a publisher actually liked a couple of the songs, and we got a publishing contract that didn't go anywhere, unfortunately. But we made a video from one of the songs called.
And guess what, Bob? What? I know you told me you couldn't find this video anywhere, but you know, I got sources, so we're able to find it in the vaults.
No
video. Oh yeah, this goes back to like 80s.
You're the king of video.
That's right. My crown's missing today, but yes.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, you got to take it out for dry cleaning once in a while, you know?
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
So, wow, you got lip sync. 1987, because we wrote the song around 86, 87.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was weird how we came up with the concept of that. He had a girlfriend who would tell him one thing, but she would do something else. Mm. And I said, you know what? She's like, she likes lip sync. She doesn't tell you the truth. And bingo. That was it.
All right. Well, let's take you back in time there, Bob, to another millennium.
Yes.
Way back.
True.
And, check this out, folks. I'm sure you'll enjoy. We'll talk about it a little more afterwards, but this is pretty cool. Sing, sing, yakety yak. You never say it. All you do is sing, sing, yakety yak. You don't say nothing.
Tears are waiting up for words, they're not from your heart. Every
You got me jamming to it again. Oh my God.
Me too. I was out here rocking out, man.
I have to ask one question. Who is that young guy singing that song?
Looks familiar. Hey, did you get out of like the problem there? You know, we didn't finish the video, but we're gonna put up a little link above Bob's head. You can watch the entire video.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, if you want to, you know, see the ending, which is really cool, because a lot of cool things took place in that video. I noticed that my hair is kind of blonde, and I just want to. My girlfriend at the time said I should put some highlights in my hair to be more like a rocker. She did that, and then eventually she became my wife. So,
cool.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah,
worked out for you.
It worked out well. Actually, for the video, it looked really good. So. Yeah.
Wow. So it looks like you survived. The guy didn't come up and beat you up or anything. Looks like you.
No. An old college friend Ricky Sanchez, and he majored in dancing. So he did some Broadway stuff, and I lost track with him, but you know, wish him well. Yeah. So
Bob.
Yeah.
I think we need to look at some more pictures here, you know, because people love to find out about percussionists and radio hosts. So let's go to this one here. Look at that. Look.
Well, that was when I, to the one side where I'm holding bongos, I was Bongo Bob, and that was Bongo Bob and Marcus. And that's Mark Havley. We kind of like did a little lounge thing, just the two of us. And we also... played on a couple of a show that was popular with TKR Cable years ago called Not Just Rock and Roll. So,
hey, that show's still around, you know.
And I heard it's still around. Yeah. Craig is still on it. And he's a friend of mine, another good drummer.
Yeah.
Really a great drummer, actually. So, and then the other picture, Yeah, I just want to go back to that one real quick. That is, I work with those guys currently, they're known as the Booglerizers, Acoustic Rhythm and Blues. So, we play a lot of different places, and you know, right now, because of a pandemic, music has been like on a downgrade until further notice.
Yeah,
but it will change. It will change.
That's true. That's true. And here you are again, a more recent picture, and on the right, where that's your radio hosting.
I'm a radio host. I'm a radio host for homegrownradionj.org, Bob's Place, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. And I do what's called like a jukebox Sunday afternoon. A lot of people just send their songs into me, mm-hmm. and if they want something special. I also have themes, you know, different themes. One of my recent themes was vivid memories. You know, you have a song that you think of, and as soon as you hear it, it brings back into a certain time and place. And I played that and told the people, you know, they loved it because it brought back those memories again. So
I know, you know, recently outdoor events kind of been tough to do, but. And I know they'll come back soon, but here's one great photo of an outdoor event.
That is American Rapture. Now, it's another band I work with. We do probably like a half dozen gigs a year, mostly outdoors, because as you can see, I'm all the way in the background by the on one side, because I'm playing percussion, congas, timbales, hand percussions, the djembe's there. So, but we do music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and a lot of great front singers and fun group to work with, you know. So
give me a little couple of seconds of what you would do out there with the instrument you have.
This is, like I said earlier, it's just the djembe. I kind of like play this one song when I'm with the Booglerizers, and I like the second set I'll come up by myself and people are kind of surprised, and I'll do something like this. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. Hey, you better leave your thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she. Gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Whoa. You know, I think the internet was going to that beat also because your screen was like rocking and rolling and everything. It was pretty cool. You're like bouncing the screens
back. I can rock the house. Okay. We're going to put this guy down. This is an interesting story how I got this drum. I was playing at this restaurant, okay, mm-hmm. and with the Bulgarizers, and this was like sitting on a shelf in the back.
Show it a little more. Let's see. Okay. The bottom of it.
Hello. And nice. This was on a shelf. And what happened was I just took it down without permission. I just grabbed it. And I started playing on it. And the owner came over and he goes, I never knew that drum could sound like that. I said, well, hey, it's a drum. You know, it's a djembe. And I knew all about it. And he goes, I'll tell you what. It's yours. You can have it. But every time you play here, you got to bring it in and play it. I said, deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I got to, you know.
How can you refuse that deal?
It's an amazing deal, and I said, absolutely, and I'm going to take it off my lap now because it gets a little heavy, but hello, but yeah. Oh, man, a current one and a one from from beyond. Okay, so that's me on percussion. That big picture you saw earlier, that's a shot that was in the newspaper. That was, you know, Bob on percussion, as I was listed. Yep, American Rapture. So, and then on the right-hand side, at one time, I played with a lot of 50s groups, a lot of revival shows. And one of the artists that I worked for was Chubby Checker. And that's his daughter. His daughter's name is Bianca. And his you know, name is actually Ernest Evans. And she was like close to my age. And we became really good friends because she would go on the road on the weekends. And she would always ask if I'm going to be playing. Because the next person that was, you know, maybe... the youngest was probably 35, mm-hmm. you know, so that's why sometimes he hired me because I was good company for her. And
hey, Bob.
Yeah.
You know what that outfit reminds me of, dates back to the 80s. You're one of the Partridge Family members, maybe, Keith?
I think so. You know, well, you know, it's funny to go back to that picture. I still have my picture of Chubby. That was his promo picture at the time. Yeah. So. Yeah, but that is it could be the Partridge Family bus, except with a Y there. It's a Y. That's okay.
Yeah, it's the Partridge Family. It's awesome. It
yeah, yeah. Shirley Partridge wasn't on the bus with us or David Cassidy. No, it was different people.
But, so, Bob, if somebody wants to get into percussion, you know, and they want to do that right now and they know nothing about it, but they like the sound, what's the best way to do that?
You know, I think I don't want to discourage anybody from playing drums or any instrument because we need to keep kids and people interested in playing music. But drums, you know, you get a drum pad, you get some sticks and kind of just start playing along with it. If you can get a rhythm down and you can keep the time, that's step one. And then there's always like, you know, some really go on eBay, go on some of the other music sites, and you can get like a drum set for like less than $100.
Yeah.
Well, which isn't bad, you know? So, you know, it's a good way to start. Good way to start.
So what have you found, any interesting quick stories about when you're out in a live event playing, anything crazy, funny that happened in your many years of playing that went out of control, but you saved the day or just went nuts?
Well, we don't have enough time to really go into Did that kind of detail.
Let's speed it up.
I mean, wow. I mean, look, I as far as music, I mean, I played everything from Lawrence Welk to Led Zeppelin. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and you're old enough to know definitely who Lawrence Welk is. Okay.
Yes.
So you have that type of background and all the bands that I've worked with. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of crazy stories. So, you know, maybe I'll share. I do share some of those stories on my radio show, actually.
Okay. Like, well, we'll put the link.
Yeah, so you'll get the link, and you can log on to my show on Sundays, and you know, I play a lot of different songs, and I kind of like relate my own musical background or history to those songs.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love to hear history of whatever, because a lot of people don't appreciate how we got here at certain things, or where this song came from, or where this idea came from for a song. It's nice to relate, tell people about that, but also, I guess, for you, mechanically, how a song works. You know, to explain to people.
Knowing how, you know, you record and using different tracks and so on. And one of the things that, this is a real short story that I just learned about, Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia. Mm-hmm. They recorded that. Mark Garfunkel and Paul Simon were actually playing percussion on that song. Mm-hmm. They picked up drumsticks like you have, and they're playing on a tile floor. Yeah, and they're playing the house. And that's how they mic'd it, and that's how you got all that crazy little tapping sound. Wow. In that book. It was the Cecilia. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, back in the days, if it was analog, you had to come up with all kind of, you know, ways to create effect. Well, you couldn't just generate something.
Yeah, we didn't have, you know, nowadays you just take a card and you put it in your computer and you put the 3,000 sounds that are on it, you know. So I like the old days of having to experiment, you know, like with springs and bells and whistles and all kinds of stuff.
So Bongo Bob, what's the best way people can reach you if they want to hire you for a gig or have you show up?
Yeah, hire me for a gig. Robert Gainey on Facebook, and you can look on my timeline, or you can go to Facebook Messenger, look for the same name, and send me a message. I'm pretty much on it, you know, and I have an alerts like most people have, you know, so I'll get back to you. But also, you can send me an email at robertg9861@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's great. We'll put all the links below on YouTube and everywhere we repost this on LinkedIn, Facebook. Mm-hmm. So all the links will be below. So you don't have to actually listen unless you want to again and write down what Bob just said, all those numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, homegrownradionj.org. Go to that website and you can leave a message for any of the DJs. They call them DJs or radio hosts, and just look for Bob Gainey, and you can do that way too. So
that's awesome. So was this a casual conversation, Bob? What do you think?
Very casual. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but you know, you're a great host, and I really enjoy your questions, and I appreciate that question about, you know, keeping music going within our society. You know, learning the instruments, because you know, I've known a couple of people who they have a laptop and they get sounds and they make like crazy noises, and next thing you know, they're getting a Grammy. What? Yeah. I mean, come on, you know.
So, well, what was that famous play, you know, where they're just banging on the metal pots and stuff?
Oh, I was doing that years before I saw it, Stomp.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, who would think? Stomping and banging on freaking stuff, exactly. And there you go.
Hands and I mean, you know, hubcaps, all that kind of stuff. I was doing that at my own house when I was a teenager. And someone came along with that concept, and I wish I had thought of it back then, too.
Yeah, I know. No, so I dressed up for you. You know, usually I dress up like more professional, but I figure this is a musical thing, so I put on the Hawaiian look, you know, or whatever.
If I knew you're gonna wear that shirt, I would have done a Don Juan song. or Don Ho, not Don Juan. Go ahead.
Can you do a little bit?
I think I remember this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just in honor of Kaz. Let me see if I can remember this one.
Let's go.
Tiny bubbles in the wine makes me happy, and that's all I remember now. That's it, tiny bubbles.
Oh, there you wrote the song for me. Thank you very much.
And that was from Don Ho. Yeah.
Don Ho, yes.
Why himself.
Don Ho, his daughter had some good album, I think, one or two also, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't recall it, but no, she's actually very popular in Hawaii, but also she's very popular in Japan.
Wow. And,
yeah, very popular in Japan, her music. So, but she's like a dance artist, which is very cool.
Wow. Yeah. Any final words of inspiration for the audience out there, Bob?
Just keep listening to music and create your own memories and just hold on to them. And, you know, just don't listen to one genre of music. Listen to everything. Like I have like 5,000-6,000 songs on my iPod, and it's everything, like I said, from Lawrence Welk to Led Zeppelin, or everything from AC/DC up to Mozart. So, you know, listen to it all. And you know, there's nothing wrong with a good polka now and then. Right, Kaz?
That's correct.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that one.
I have actually played in a couple of polka bands.
Oh,
great.
Cool.
Gigs. Fun gigs, let me tell you. And ate very well, I must say.
Oh, yeah, that's always good food. And
it was great food. Yeah.
Other stuff, too, but, you know, we can't mention that. So
I figured that, and that's why you want some crazy stories. One of my crazy stories was about a polka festival that I played, but we won't go there.
Well, you can private message Bob, and maybe he'll share that.
Yeah, but if you want to know what it is, I'll give you some details. It's not that bad. It's just kind of long, and that's all, you know.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bob, for being a great, entertaining guest.
Thank you. I mean, this has been wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my music career and as it still continues. And I enjoy being the radio host. So, I would love to have more listeners. Like I always tell my listeners, I appreciate your ears. This is kind of weird for me because I'm actually seeing myself and you. You know, I don't get to do that on radio. So
interacting. So hire Bob. You got a good gig going. He'll come in, play a personal stuff for you. He'll create a song. I don't know. He'll probably create a little, change a couple of words and make the song perfect for you. You never know.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's all fun. As always, hey, keep having those great casual conversations with everyone, Bob. Not just me, okay?
Absolutely. See you. Yep.
Bye.